Is it a robot or not?
All right, you wrote a blog post and talked about canonical bagel flavors. And so I feel like in podcast form, we should probably put the stake in the ground about canonical bagel. I keep saying babel.
It's hard to say.
Bagel flavors, canonical bagel flavors, canonical bagel flavors. So what is this, like pizza where it's canonical in part because of what you like and what you grew up with? Is that the idea here?
This is tougher than pizza because, yes, there is a finite list of things that I grew up with, but the things that I grew up with have way less of a stake on being the truly authentic item because bagel flavors evolve much more than pizza. Like, you know, the whatever, you know, the New York City Lombardi's pizza, like the thing, first of all, it has a history in Italy, which is the thing that it is. But when it came to New York, it was a thing and it spread in a very consistent form, like not a lot of variability until it really started to branch out and get weird. Bagels, I feel like, have the everything about them, size, the flavors are variable, what they taste like, how they're prepared has changed, especially the flavors, in many more ways. So really, I'm just catching a slice of, like, you know, my lifetime canonical flavors, because they did last for a long time during my lifetime before the sort of Cambrian explosion of the current thing.
Right.
So I have less of a stake on, like, no, these are the one and only things here. But this is my canon for canonical bagel flavors. Now, the question is, when you go outside the canonical flavors, is it like pizza where you can go really, really, really far until you leave the land of pizza? I don't know. I think the land of bagel may be narrower because I feel like once you start spreading even a little bit out off the canonical list, you are out of bagel land. And especially because what makes a bagel, I feel like is much more strictly defined, ignoring flavors. My phrase that I learned when I moved out of New York is round bread with a hole in the middle, which is, I mean, I think I made that up, but who knows? I could have heard it somewhere. I tried to come up with an acronym for it, but it doesn't work. Round bread with a hole in the middle is a thing that it thinks it's a bagel. And if you look at it, you're like, well, that's round bread and it's got a hole in the middle. It must be a bagel, right? But you eat it and you're like, nope, it's round bread with a hole in the middle. And it could be one of these supposed canonical flavors, but it is literally not a bagel, right? Like, I think bagels are much narrower than pizza, like the bagels themselves. And I also think the flavors are narrower.
So, plain is pretty straightforward. If plain bagel can't be a bagel, why are we even here?
Oh, but so many things that are ostensibly plain bagels are definitely not bagels. They're round bread with a hole in the middle. But yeah, it doesn't have anything in it or on it.
Interesting. So that right. Suggests that we also need to do an episode at some point about what makes a bagel, I suppose. But
yeah, it's difficult. It's ingredients and cooking technique. But really, I don't cook bagels. I don't know how to make bagels, but I know how to eat them. And if you give me one and I bite into it, I will tell you, bagel or not a bagel, pretty darn quickly.
Wow, that could be a podcast.
Yeah,
bagel or not a bagel.
Same ring to it. But
you gotta be there too. There's a place. Our local bagel place is called New York Bagels. I would love to take somebody from New York there. Love to take somebody there. See what they say about the New York bagels. I'll be the judge of that.
Exactly.
Poppy bagel. It's just a plain bagel with poppy seeds on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's pretty straightforward. Sesame bagel, plain bagel with sesame seeds on it.
You got it.
All right. Egg bagel. So this is egg in the dough to give it that yellow look.
You hope that's what's giving it the yellow look, and it's not just yellow food coloring.
Yellow dye number 5, yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember the top 4 episode? Do you listen to the top 4?
Yeah.
Tiff and Marco Arment's podcast where they do the top 4 whatevers.
Mm-hmm.
And they did top 4 bagel flavors. And I think Tiff picked egg or something. And Marco gave her a blind taste test, egg bagel and a plain bagel, without looking at them. Because obviously you look at them, the egg bagel is yellow.
Right.
Without looking, can you eat them and tell the difference? And I thought this was the most ridiculous thing ever because of course you could tell, but she failed the test.
I have had, so egg is Lauren's favorite bagel flavor. And I have had egg bagels because, you know, I don't care so much. So if she wants to get egg bagels, it's fine. I think egg bagels are fine. I have had egg bagels where I felt like, wow, egg bagels, Ed Begley Jr., egg bagels. I can say that. I bet he gets called Egg Begley Jr. all the time. I've had egg bagels that taste like different from plain bagels, almost like you could taste. I don't know if you could taste and say that's the flavor of an egg, but you could say that tastes different. I have also had egg bagels that tasted like plain bagels, and except they were yellow.
Yeah, those are imposters. They might still be bagels, though. That's the thing. Like, you could still, sure. It could be, you know, if you can't distinguish it from a real plain bagel, it's definitely still a bagel, but it's this weird yellow bagel.
Yeah.
And by the way, on the egg bagel front, I didn't mention this, but my favorite. My favorite egg bagel ever was from a place near where I grew up. It was an egg bagel. It was a good egg bagel. All their bagels were good. And it had poppy seeds mixed in with the dough. Not on the outside. Oh. None on the outside at all. The outside was smooth and shiny like you would expect and yellowish. Poppy seeds in the dough. Fabulous. The best egg bagel ever.
All right. And that's allowed.
Yeah. I mean, that's just like... I'm not going to say it's this one place's thing because I think it was done in many other places. But whoever came up with that variation was smart because it works amazingly well.
Okay, the next one's a little controversial. Is this the Hawaiian pizza of bagels, the cinnamon raisin bagel?
There is nothing controversial about it. It is, in fact, my favorite bagel flavor.
It just seems very different from the rest with the embedded fruit and the very spiced dough of the cinnamon and the raisin.
It's not like Hawaiian because there is ample precedent for both raisins and bread products and cinnamon and bread products. Like cinnamon and raisin, there's cinnamon raisin buns, there's hot cross buns, cinnamon toast. Like it's not like this pineapple.
Doesn't it feel like it's imported though? Like it's like, hey, cinnamon rolls are nice and cinnamon buns are nice, so let's just import it into a bagel and see what happens.
That's what I was getting at for the flavor thing. Because if you were going to go with like if my pizza definition was applied with bagels, this list would have almost nothing in it because bagels, like, there weren't like bagel flavors. Is not even, if you go back to the bagel origin, like in the old country, I would imagine that it's like they come in like three flavors and none of them have anything to do with, like, you know,
right?
All these various. It was just like plain.
It's probably plain, and then we could roll it around in some seeds.
And maybe some wheat. The one, right?
That's my gut feeling is that it was literally a plain bagel, and then they had like buckets of poppy seeds or sesame seeds or maybe salt. And you could dip them in there, and that was it. Done.
And, you know, and rye and wheat ones and stuff like that. Like, it was a different thing, but because they evolved so much and they came into all these flavors, I'm not an originalist with the bagels, and so I'm capturing what was there around the time. And I think cinnamon raisin is not Hawaiian because cinnamon and raisin in bread things is ample precedent. It is not super weird. It doesn't turn it into like a dessert. At least, you know, it shouldn't turn. It's not like it's like a cinnamon bun. It is not like that. It's a bagel with some cinnamon, you know, swirl into it and raisins. It is not a desserty thing.
All right.
Still savory.
Then why is cinnamon raisin a bagel flavor and blueberry is not?
Yeah, so mostly because, well, first of all, blueberry, not really ample precedent for that. You've got blueberry muffins, but that is a sweet thing. Like, there are no savory blueberry muffins, really, right? You know, once you're into the land of blueberry, it is a super sweet thing. Blueberries make a mess of bagels. They have too much moisture in them. They turn the whole insides blue and mushy and gross. And finally, mostly because it was not a thing for my entire life, you know, like my entire, you know, childhood and most of my adult life. This list stayed basically the same in all the places I got bagels. And only basically after I left Long Island and, you know, I went to hell in a handbasket, then you started getting crap like Asiago cheese or you know, chocolate chip or blueberry and stuff like that. It's like, no, you've lost it.
Tiff called out the Asiago cheese bagel, I think,
yes,
at one point.
That's not, no.
I think blueberry, I grew up with blueberry as a bagel flavor. And
sounds like a California bagel flavor to me.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe it's just one of those suspicious California types. Mm. Everything. What goes into an everything bagel, John?
It's not into it. It's what's on it.
Okay, you know, right. It's a plain bagel.
But it's got a lot of stuff in it.
They dip it in all the buckets.
Yeah, he had the list nailed down before. So you've got salt, poppy seed, sesame seed, onion, sometimes caraway seeds, but I don't like the ones with caraway seeds. And
no.
I think that's it. I don't think I've missed anything there.
Not garlic or anything like that? No, because you want it to just be seeds.
No, I mean, well, it depends. Like the onion, you do onion or onion garlic. It's like little dehydrated flakes of onion, right? And little dehydrated flakes of garlic, I would also allow, but it's borderline. Because they're called everything, there's a lot of leeway to put lots of stuff on it, but I think I got Marco's list right, and I agree with him on the list that the only real things that need to be on it for an everything bagel is poppy seed, sesame seed, onions, salt, and, you know, and I'm going to add the sometimes caraway seeds, right, which I hate, but
they're,
it's valid.
I don't understand caraway seeds at all. That's my father-in-law, I think, likes caraway seeds, and it completely baffles me.
Yeah.
But
I'll eat an everything bagel with caraway seeds on it, to be clear, but I prefer not.
See, on the pizza front, I am a babe in the woods entirely, but Lauren's whole family, her mother and father are both, they both grew up in Queens. And so they've got they've got opinions about bagels too. So they've got that going for them. because Jewish people from Queens care about bagels. It's a thing.
I don't know how they, are they still there or are they out in California?
No, they're in California now.
I don't know how they survive.
Yeah, I think that is a good question. They may not be as picky as some, but it is a question.
But they know what it's supposed to be like, and then they're there with the blueberries and the avocados, and it's just
yeah. But they don't get those. Most of what Lauren's mom gets is plain or egg or everything or
yeah,
onion.
Well, they're on the list.
Yeah, they know it. So egg everything. Yep. We got that covered. Onion. We already mentioned that as an everything flavor, an onion bagel. I like a good onion bagel.
Well, egg everything is actually interesting. That is the one that came the closest to falling off the list. Because you've got everything.
Everything is fine, and then you add something else. It's like infinity plus one.
Yeah, well, it's like egg everything. Why do you need the egg everything, right? You've got the everything and you've got the egg. Why do you need to then combine those? Like, why not have a cinnamon raisin everything? Or, you know, a pumpernickel everything? Like, where does it end, right? But the egg everything went on there because, again, the origin of this list is like, the bagel place in every corner in every strip mall growing up for my whole life. And if you went into 90% of them, they had a list that was similar to this exact list with no other items. But you'd see egg everything. So someone discovered that maybe it's because every egg can be so close to plain in many cases, but someone discovered this is a combination that works. And maybe this was like the thin end of the wedge before people realized we can start doing, you know, like every possible variation you can imagine, like before they started doing the blueberry and the cream cheese swirled into the stuff and the Asiago cheese, butterscotch, candy cane, whatever the hell rainbow colored crap they're doing. Like this may have been what tipped them off, but for a long time, egg everything was the most exotic, weird flavor you could get, but it was all over the place. So it is the end of my list. Not on this, but you know, it's the edges of my list.
I have a much more pedestrian theory, which is that it's let's call it the Taco Bell theory, which is that you use the ingredients that you have. Is that they have egg bagel dough and they have plain bagel dough, and they have the buckets with all the ingredients for the everything, and so they make some egg and put the everything on it. That might have been that simple. Of like, I got some extra egg bagels. Should I just dip them in here too? Sure.
But why not a pumpernickel everything? You know. Well, like, why not cinnamon raisin everything?
They probably tried that, and they were like, oh, that's a bad idea. And then they backed
away from
those.
I'm sure you can buy them now, because you can buy everything on a bagel. You know, not that kind of everything.
All right.
You know.
So onion bagel. I'm a big fan of the onion bagel. I think that's I think that's very tasty. Salt bagel for those who want it extra salty. I've had those. Those are fine. Pumpernickel. Mm-hmm. Pumpernickel's interesting, right? Because this is like a bread that has been imported. So how does it make the list? How is it allowed? Because this seems suspicious too.
Because every place had pumpernickel bagels. It was the one bagel that was there that was not light colored. It was super dark, like dark chocolate colored, but a bagel through and through. And it was always available and people liked it and it's on the list.
I think I don't like pumpernickel at all, but I think it is a classic. Like it just, how could you not have it?
One thing people complain about is, where's the rye? Why is rye not on the list? And just in my experience, it wasn't on the list. You would rarely find rye on the list with the rest of these.
Okay, and I don't think I've ever had a bialy. But what's a bialy? And it's not a bagel, but it's like canonically part of the bagel list anyway.
It is not. So the canonical bagel flavors are bop, 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 bop.
Also,
that's the end of the bold list. Also, colon, bialys. What this is trying to say, if I had written it in a more verbose form, would be, also, bialys exist.
Bialys also exist and are often sold where you can find bagels.
A bialy is not... this is the thing. You'd go into every bagel place, and they would have these bagel flavors, and they would also sell bialys, which are not bagels.
Which are not bagels, right.
But there was like... it's like the suckerfish that go on the shark, you know, like those little, whatever they call it, lampreys or whatever.
Remoras.
Right, like, yeah, whatever. It's like, why... why every time I go into a bagel shop are there bialys? I don't know. I don't even know where bialys come from. I know nothing about bialys other than what they taste like and what they look like and the fact that you can buy them in every freaking bagel shop. So also, bialys exist.
My understanding, they're not bagels. A quick Wikipedia search suggests that this is a traditional chewy yeast roll similar to a bagel that comes from Poland. So it is from a Jewish Eastern European Ashkenazi tradition, but it's not a bagel. It's a different
doesn't have a
thing
hole
in the same tradition. No,
it's got in the menu in the middle onions.
Yeah,
You look at it. It's like imagine a bagel that instead of a hole had a little floor, and then you put some caramelized onions in there, and it is softer than a bagel. It's not doesn't have as much of a hard crusty outside.
Apparently,
it's a different thing.
Canonical Bialy fillings, by the way, diced onions, and then depending on the recipe, garlic, poppy seeds, or breadcrumbs can also be in the.
Yeah, and it's not really a filling. They're just sitting in like where you can imagine the hole would be. Only the hole doesn't go all the way through. The hole ends in a little flat floor, and that stuff is
a depression. A depression that can contain items.
Yep, there you go.
They fill the depression, but they're not on the inside.
Yeah, so I feel like they had to be on the list because every time we got bagels, like we got bagels every week, like every week of my life, Sunday or Saturday or whatever, you got, you know, 2 dozen bagels or whatever, plus half a dozen free. And we would get various flavors of bagels and also a couple of Bialys.
Right. So at the donut shop, my favorite thing to get at a donut place is a cinnamon roll. And it's not quite the same, but it's similar in that a cinnamon roll, not a donut. It's made maybe from the same dough or very close to it. It's not a donut. It doesn't have a hole. It's a roll. It's rolled up and as a big thing, and then you cut it, and then you fry it like a donut. But it's not a donut. But no donut shop doesn't have a cinnamon roll. That would be madness.
Is that true? Like, what is a... I don't have any donut shop background, like, other than, you know, Dunkin' Donuts, basically, which is a chain that dominates the area where I grew up and where I live now. But I don't think, as far as I'm aware, we had any donut shops, as in a place where you could buy donuts and mostly / only donuts that was not a Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, interesting.
So we didn't have Krispy Kreme because that was the South.
And you're
saying you had places where you could buy donuts that were not chains.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In fact, there were Winchell's donuts, but it's mostly just donuts, just local donut shops that you would have.
That seems unhealthy, but delicious.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's no more or less unhealthy than Dunkin' Donuts. It's just that Dunkin' Donuts was the chain. It chainified it in the Northeast. But if they were
common enough that they could have just a bunch of mom and pop donut places, that means people are buying enough donuts to sustain that. Like we had a million handful of pizza places and bagel places.
Yeah, no, there would be. I mean, you knew where the donut shop was. Like I know when we visit, we don't actually have one close to us here. I know when we visit Lauren's parents in Southern California, there's a donut shop, and the kids demand. That we go to the donut shop. Like usually if we're driving home, we'll get some donuts on our way out or something like that. But my point is cinnamon roll, completely different baking technique, at least how you process the dough and put the cinnamon in it and all that, totally different. But you know what? You don't have a donut shop without a cinnamon roll.
It's a companion food. It is found. Yeah. It is always found alongside
their friends,
other food in this environment.
They're buddies. They go together, even if they're not the same. They go together.
And it's so difficult, like, and again, you're reaching back to say every time you go into a donut shop, they would have cinnamon rolls, right? But nowadays, especially with the chain things, if you go into a Dunkin' Donuts, you know Dunkin' Donuts has terrible bagels, right?
Yeah,
terrible donuts. They have
terrible hot chocolate.
hot chocolate, coffees. Like, it's like every place has to sell everything now.
Yeah, no, right? You're right. That'll be our new podcast we do, which is just like these kids today. They've ruined everything.
Why does every place sell everything?
Yeah. Specialize. That's the future. Come on.